Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey, folks, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer here. Time to cut some crap. What is the crap we're going to be cutting today? Well, it's culture, race, and American politics. That's crap. C-R-A-P. Culture, race, American politics. It can also be culture, race, academia, and politics. That's how it's going. Now, if you want to join me right now while I'm doing the program, you may be able to see my ugly mug in Gitter. Go to Gitter. GETTR.com. You can find me there, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer. We got people joining all the way in. For some reason, I think my face is frozen at the moment. Don't know why, but it looks like maybe my face is frozen. I will try another setting and see what I get. Okay. But you can join in. We've got Arkansas in the house, North Carolina, Melbourne, Australia. Boy, our wonderful brothers and sisters in Australia, man, you're going through some tough stuff. Arkansas in the house, Titusville, Florida, Somerville, South Carolina, Wisconsin, the land of Ross, Voss, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Colorado, Virginia, Albany, Georgia, Moore in Michigan, Tucson, Arizona, Glasgow. How's it going from Glasgow? How are you doing? And Oklahoma City, etc. Detroit, Sweden. Look how many people are tuning in from around the globe, right? They want to literally know that America is going to make it. We've got Quantico in the house, Japan, Illinois, Hillsdale County, Michigan, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, a lot of Michigan people. Yeah, you might see my face might be frozen at the moment. Don't know what's going on. But look, here's what we're going to be talking about today while we get that worked out. If you want to ask some questions during the program, just like the people in Putnam Valley, New York, or Indiana, or the people joining in from Washington State, just drop on over to Gitter. You can see why I have a face for radio. I have the single largest forehead in the history of radio broadcasting. It's because I got to stuff a lot of stuff up here, right, to remember what to talk about and share with you. But in this broadcast, what I'm going to be talking about, and I'm going to share with you some numbers. I'm going to share with you, the first question is, are we winning in Wisconsin? Right? What are the findings and what are the facts? That's the most important thing. What are the findings? What are the facts? Are we winning in Wisconsin? Now, the reason I say this is because you can bet if it's going on in one state, it is going on in every state. I always know when I have regular listeners that listen to me, right? Like JD, I have a face for radio. Now, that's a polite way of saying I'm butt ugly. If you want to see somebody absolutely butt ugly, butt smart, but butt ugly, with the most massive forehead in the history of radio, it goes from my eyebrows all the way up to the middle top of my crown of my head. I don't know why God gave me this. It's kind of like I wake up in the morning and it feels like somehow overnight I stuffed my face in my mouth, slept with it in my mouth, and then unfurled it to have it in the morning. And in case you don't know what that is, then, you know, hey, basically tune in and take a look at this mug. Yeah, and it's at least worth the entertainment value itself, right? Because it will fool you. You know, I'm a nerd, right? I'm a nerd. Because I'm a technology guy, patents in 189 countries. You use, as I tell people, you finger me all day long. And what I mean by that is on your mobile phone, you're using different features and stuff that I created, and you have no idea it's me. So, and it's an equal opportunity fingering. There's probably as many guys that finger me every day as there is that women that finger me every day. And it's because you're pushing little features on your phone that I did. Now, don't let it fool you. That's why I tell people to, if you want to see this ugly mug, tune in. Now, it'll kind of scare you. God gave me a face that makes it look like I want to beat your butt. I don't know why he did that. Maybe it was a defense mechanism because I was a little wimpy kid. But there's a disconnect. And what is the disconnect? I'm a geek hiding out in a biker's body. And so just picture that in your head, right? You're more likely to think you'll see me going down the road with tattoos and a, you know, sleeveless vest on my Harley than rather sitting at a lecture on mathematics or anything that I do in the area of, you know, physics or medicine or whatever the case may be. And so I'm going to do a little translation for you of what's going on in Wisconsin, because this is going on in your state too. It's going on everywhere, and you just have to understand it. And if you don't understand it, you cannot do anything about getting this situation fixed. Right? You have to get this situation fixed, and it begins with knowledge. It's just like I shared on the broadcast yesterday that literally in Arizona, ever since, if you just looked at the second term of the Obama administration, something's been wrong. And if you want to verify something's wrong, just look at new voters, 3.5 million new voters put on, and check the database, and you actually find out that 50% of those voters registered have no other information, no social security numbers, no driver's license, cannot literally find them anywhere in history. And so they have to be purged from the list. And that's a problem in every single state. I believe they've been inflating our census because, you know, it gets more money. That's why they do the census. Census is how cities and states stick their hand out to the government to get more of your tax dollars. Period. That's what they do. And that's how they do it. But this particular topic is Wisconsin. And you have Voss, who I think is 100% rhino, probably more left than rhino. And then you have Gableman, who is a former Supreme Court, state Supreme Court official there in Wisconsin. He sounds like he's doing good things, right? Big dude, very smart. And they sound like they're doing many things right. But the question is, are they? So let's kind of look at a particular item. You know, there are in Wisconsin alone. Now, these are the indicators that something's wrong. And everybody wants to say, right? Everybody wants to say that there is no such thing as election fraud. You've got to remember the difference, folks. Voter fraud is when a person is the one that commits the voter fraud. Election fraud is when the very officials and the people that administer the election create it. That's why on all these bogus government websites, all controlled by Google, they push everything down to the rock bottom so you can't find real facts. But that's why they say there's nothing, no proof of voter fraud. They certainly don't talk about election fraud. Or if they do mention voter fraud, they say it's very minimal, very minor, and it doesn't happen much. And because they're talking about the person that votes their dead mother's ballot because they have it, they need to keep it focused there. And they intentionally keep it focused there. They don't want to talk about the hard thing that over 550,000 registered voters in Wisconsin, 550,000 registered voters, they have a registration date of January 1st, 1918. Now, that's a problem. At its worst, or at its best, it's just a bad database. How can you use it? Why do you think it's okay? 550,000, 1-1-1918. We're going to cut through this crap. Hang tight. I'll be right back right after this break.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. Have you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters? People cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion. Was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things, end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
So folks, isn't it upside down? Isn't it? Doesn't it feel like this fight that we're actually fighting our own government? You know why that is? Because we are fighting our own government. It is sad. Our government, in many ways, is doing everything it can to make sure we do not have all of the information we need. They make us fight for our own ballots. They make us fight for audits. Now, we have many U.S. codes, U.S. Code 42, 1973, 42, 1983, or 4, U.S. Code 52, 20-701, that gives us this right for 22 months. Now, that's important because September 3rd, midnight, is when they're going to destroy all these ballots and we have to work on it. But that's why I'm trying to give you information every single day. Because if you don't know these facts, you can't do anything about it. You don't have the ability to debate all the trolls, which, by the way, if you're on Twitter debating, most of them are bots, right? Meaning you're talking to a computer that's designed to disrupt. It's coming out of China, big building, 100 plus thousand digital warriors there to do nothing but harass us as Americans. But I think you have to have a come to Jesus meeting when you have these states. When one state, Wisconsin, 569,277 of the registered voters have an application date of January 1st, 1918. Think about that. 1918. Now, that roughly accounts for one out of every 14 voters in the state's database. That is enough to swing any election and control elections no matter what. So when I look at this as a technology or data guy, they're going to say, oops, it was an accident. We just had an accident. Well, if you don't go back and find these particular errors, you don't really know if the voter's good. And so, or worst case, it's the fingerprint that somebody inserted 569,277 registered voters into their database. Now, there are some loopholes. Let me give you an example. Usually when you see the 1-1, when you see the January 1 resignation, okay, the reason you see the January 1 date is because sometimes, and states will have them, and here's kind of a little inside information, that's how they protect lawmakers, that's how they protect police, that's how they protect people and witness protection. So if your state has those type of people mixed in it, which it does, you're going to find that 1-1, literally that 1-1 designation, January 1st. Now this one says 1918, so it more looks like they jammed them in. Now, isn't it interesting that this would be the margin, right? That could swing any election. Why are there 119,283 active voters in Wisconsin? Active meaning they recently voted. They voted in the 2020 election. That would be over 100 years old. Why would you have active voters well over 100 years old? Now, the fact checkers will always put on that that's not true. That's how they do it. It's not the issue of whether they're dead or not. If they're dead, they just should be gone. It's the issue that the state has a massive problem in their state registration database. And if the database is bad, then in fact, you have to question the outcomes of any election. Now, the left is retaliating. They always do. Here's how they retaliate. They have now sued the officials that are doing this, Justice Gableman. He's former Supreme Court Justice Gableman, right? They are now suing to have him turn over every piece of communications possible. They're doing it on both sides. Now, you need it in an audit. It's obvious in an audit. If you're trying to get to the bottom, you have to see the Board of Electors, the Board of Supervisors, the very people that control the lives. These Board of Electors, Board of Supervisors, they have more power than the presidents in the United States. Did you know that? It's really upside down. They actually have more power because they can control our destiny. You have to look at those documents. You got to look at these people in Madison. You have to try to figure out what happened. Now, I cannot come down on either side of whether Gableman is in fact perfect for this job. He might be a great investigator. The only problem I have with Wisconsin is they are only looking at the things they have always looked at. Now, why do I have a problem with that? This is why we don't get convictions of the criminals. If you only look at the machines, they invariably say, well, that was just a quirk in the machine. That was just a glitch. It was somehow the software got corrupted, and everybody gets off the hook. If there's an issue with the ballot being read in the machine or a miscount, they get to say, that was just a glitch. And everybody gets off the hook. They're not looking at the paper. Now, why is the paper important? Why is that physical ballot important? Because see, when you look at the physical ballot and you track the physical ballot, you actually get a blueprint of what happened in the machine. And you're looking at the original historical document. You're looking at how the person cast their vote. It also becomes evidence. So let's say hypothetically you find 100,000 bad ballots. They're fraudulent, they're duplicated, whatever, all for nefarious reasons. That's 100,000 pieces of physical evidence. When you stay only on the machines and you only look at the digital stuff, or you only look at what the machine counts did, they have the excuse. It was just a glitch, machine error. We don't know what happened. See, all of this has to be proven by intent. You have to understand how this game is played. They can always say, well, the machine had a bad day. It short-circuited. It restarted itself. And it reset itself to an old piece of software. We didn't do it. You don't have intent. You have 100,000 ballots, and they're bad. Somebody signed for them. Somebody paid to get them mail. Somebody put them back into the system. There's names on the line. You show intent. And if they're across every single precinct, you prove intent. And so that's my main issue with Wisconsin, is they might not be doing what proves intent. More right after this break. Be right back.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
So, folks, you heard Fish there, my wonderful announcer that announced the program, that, look, I'm just calling out the corruption. If we don't call out the corruption, we can't deal with it. Now, I've heard some people say, there's a lot of people out there, right and left, and saying, well, Jovan's not really doing the work. He didn't sit there with the Senate. He didn't do this. Senates don't like me. If you saw me in Georgia, when I called out the Senate and basically told them they were full of crap, they've never been called out like that before, especially when 100 million people around the globe are watching. So all Senates are always going to avoid having me there to call them out. That's all it means. It means they're narcissists. We got narcissists on all sides. We got narcissists that claims, I'm just like Jesus, I'm doing this, or claims, I can make everything work and make everybody work together. That's probably the biggest narcissistic statement I've ever heard. The other side is these politicians literally don't want to be called out. They do not want to be embarrassed. That's not their bag, baby. And so they're not going to do anything to put a person who has nothing to lose in front of them and say, get your crap straight. They don't want that because they don't want to address the hard issues. So let's look at this. You know, part of this investigation with Gableman is there is a chance that Madison, Wisconsin, one city, took $9 million from the Center for Tech and Civil Life, right? Zuckerbucks. Now, again, it's all hidden by these companies saying, tech and civil life, we're doing great. No, they're providing money. If it looks like the one fellow in Georgia that has come forward, got paid $10 a ballot to stuff the boxes, and he stuffed 4,500 ballots, got 45 grand. That's what a lot of these places potentially used that money for. Now, they're also going to play it bad. They're saying, oh, you got to replace the machines. And, oh, Gableman, you know, Voss hired Gableman, and it's going to cost the taxpayers at least $686,000. These guys are getting paid $686,000 to look at information that's easily retrievable in one day. But that's how the game's played. We have to stop allowing in this outside money. I think it's nuts. I truly just think it's nuts. The definition of insanity is doing something over and over and over, but expecting a different result. That's the definition of insanity. Why do we keep on going to normal election audit practices? Why do we keep on looking at just the machines? Why do we accept risk-limiting audits? Why do we just have these little companies they say are auditors? They're not auditors. They're machine certifiers. Why do we keep on doing the same thing? That's why I did Kinematics. We have to basically upgrade and change. We have to know every possible thing that can happen. Now, you got to understand, this is a war. The left is going to try to make Gableman out to be a wackadoodle. happens on the left, happens on the right. You have a bipartisan group in Wisconsin. I just gave you some facts. Who said nothing happened here, we didn't find anything, and we're bipartisan. And it had a quote-unquote Republican leader on that thing. That's not a Republican. That's not a conservative. That's somebody who has their head in the sand. That's a rhino. And all these states are different, right? And Arizona, I learned, there's liberals, you know, Democrats, and then there's McCainites and Romneyites. There are different factions all over the United States wanting their particular way to make things done, because it's all about political graft and payola. But these states ignored the laws. That's one of the bases in Wisconsin. There is section 6.875 of the Wisconsin Election Code basically provides an exclusive means of absentee voting in residential care cities, right, or facilities. And this special voting is supposed to be done a special way. It's special voting deputies. But all across these nursing homes, nobody did it. Nurses or people just went in and got the elderly to vote. One, when you look at a state that has a couple hundred thousand people in nursing homes, you can swing an election by that if it's not handled right. We have to look at these things. We have to look at every one of these. These are not things we're normally looking at in these investigations. These are the things I'm concerned with in these states, because again, if you literally just look at the same old things, we keep on getting the same answers. This is about getting different answers this time. This is about finally exposing everything that potentially happened in this bad election. Now, I think in a real investigation, just like there were 119,000 or whatever residents, and it says it's registered January 1 of 1918, you have to contact every one of those residents. You got to figure out who they are. Nobody ever goes to that depth. In Arizona, I'll tell you a little bit about Arizona. The Arizona audit, Cyber Ninja part of it, basically found 282 quote-unquote dead voters that voted. Now, I don't agree with that number, but also when you have attorneys looking over your shoulder, GOP attorneys, and say, well, you can't use that because the middle initials this or that, they just try to disqualify them. It's nuts, right? These guys are lazy. In Arizona, we found almost 8,000 dead people that are registered to vote, active on the list. And by the way, 69.9% of them voted in 2020. And since the system is inherently lazy, we have to track down every one of those registered, able to vote dead voters. We went to the extent finding the obituaries, death certificates, and their tombstones, putting it all together in a very visual report for that one person, and creating basically almost 8,000 files to show this is a problem. You know, at any one time in the United States, there may be as many as 20 million bad records. Everybody knows that almost one out of eight of our registration list is bad. It's just known, but nobody does anything about it. Let's put it into context. In the Arizona spread of win by the administration that's placed in, that spread is a half a point. That means if anything is over out of 100 ballots, anything over one half of one ballot tips the election in that person's favor. So why do we accept one out of eight ballots or registrations might be bad? Why do we accept in Wisconsin one out of 14? You have to think about that. One out of 14. That basically means what? That's five. Is that right? Five. Yeah. Whatever. Let me make sure I get that number right. Okay. I've got my brain on. Hang on. That basically means they have seven times opportunity to throw the election. If we did it in Arizona terms, that means they have 14 times over odds of swinging an election because these voter rolls are bad. And so there's many things we have to work on. There's many things we have to pay attention to. Now, the one thing I do like about Gableman is he is quoted as saying, our elected leaders, your selected leaders, have allowed unelected bureaucrats at the Wisconsin Elections Commission to steal our vote. He does call it like it is. And when you have these election boards, and they decide for us what they're going to do, and they waive laws like, we don't have to check signatures this time, or, hey, let's just mail this. Do you know there are some states that if you look at their voter rolls and how many people they actually have registered to vote, 18 years old and above, and you look at the number of ballots they mailed, all of the quote-unquote voters got two ballots. Do you think that's an opportunity for nefarious actors? Of course it is. Because that ballot going in an envelope with a name on it is basically saying, hey, if this comes back, we're going to count it as a vote. And if it comes back and the state waives, we don't have to have a witness and we don't have to have your signature, we're going to count it anyway. Do you understand the problem? You have, if you're a bad actor and you're trying to get a hold of ballots to swing an election, post people know where these bad addresses are, whatever. You got two shots at it. I was talking to a senator last night. I was explaining, it's about drafting bills, which I'm helping out on. I was explaining, let me give you an example, and I'll use Arizona as the example. You have a field that has over 2,000 people registered to it. Now, the official answer by the Board of Supervisors is that's where we send the homeless ballots where they can pick it up because there's a bus stop there. Well, let's just take it to the logical conclusion. They have an answer. That's their plausible answer. Well, what do you do? Just throw them in a box and the homeless go shuffle through them hoping they see their name? Why do I ask that? Well, because there's not 2,000 lockboxes. There's not a lockbox for each person's name. So how is this okay? So it would be a risk just to dump them there. Secondly, there's laws on the books that say it is illegal to forward a ballot. So if you move, they can't forward your ballot to you. But in this very field in Arizona, with over 2,000 people registered there, the post person takes those 2,000 some odd ballots and delivers them six blocks away to some building that takes possession of them. That's a crime. But nobody's pointing out the obvious. This is where I'm trying to enable you to understand all of these little bitty idiosyncrasies. We can correct this and create a new vote, because I think it's LAVA, not MAGA, it's LAVA now. Let America vote again, because you can prove there was maladministration. And there are rules on the books just to redo the election. But even if simple things like that are not paid attention to by the Board of Supervisors, you have maladministration. There is a post person running around in Arizona that delivers that route. We know who it is, everybody there, and we can tell. Maybe there's three or four, they change up, doesn't matter. They forwarded a ballot to a different location, and that is against the law. Why are we not going after them? Why are politicians giving them political cover? This is what's happening in every state. And mainly it's because the lawmakers don't think you know the rules. And that's what I'm here for, to help you understand the rules, the regs, what's right, what's wrong, and to tell them to cut the crap. When we come back, I'm going to give you my final solution. Be right back.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
You know, Fish is right on my end when he comes into the show and tells you that we have to tell them all to cut the crap. That crap is culture, race, and American politics. I named the show that because when you're finally just totally fed up, the idea of what you have to do is you have to tell these people, cut the crap. It's just that simple. You have to tell them to cut the crap. That's when you're ultimately frustrated. You're pulling your hair out, cut the crap. Now, what's going on with this is your government banks on the fact you don't know the laws or the rules. As long as you don't know how to hold them accountable, they basically get away scot-free. That's the play. That's the ploy. That's what goes on. You have to understand how to make these people accountable. Now, I know at times you do wonderful hurrahs because Gableman did this. The judge literally allowed Gableman To subpoena the voting machine companies. Let's see what he did. It says former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman in December issued orders to Dominion-based voting systems and electronic systems and software in Nebraska seeking records related to the locations of the company's voting machines in Wisconsin during the primary and general elections. Gableman also seeks information about staff members who worked in Wisconsin on Wisconsin machines and communicated with anyone in Wisconsin during that period. Now, you can get some good information off this. I'm not going to share with you one investigative secret, but there's a lot you can learn if you can get information from the voting companies about the machines. But let's just look at that process. The judge will give the companies 30 days to comply. They'll get to 29 and the attorney will petition back to the judge and says, we don't have it all together. We need an extension. They'll extend it another 30 days. They'll get to day 29 and in that 30 days, they've manufactured some reason why this is onerous and cumbersome. So the next reply will be, we can't gather all this up for you, judge, because it's onerous and it's just designed to be punitive on us, right? It's just designed to create messy work, won't prove anything. Well, then the judge has to take it back in court, has to do that, has to deal with it. If the judge gets upset and says, look, you must produce it. You got 30 days, produce it or else. You just burned 90 days. That, unfortunately, is the legal process. That is when the judges are involved process. The only thing that cuts through that is when you get to the attorney generals. And that you have to push. And some of these attorney generals are decidedly bad in these states. So let's talk about what can be done. You're sitting here going, man, I never knew any of this. And this is all a junk, you know? Well, here's the bottom line. The secret to winning this war, to make sure that America stays free, is two things. Number one, the most important part of the recipe is you. That's why you have to get educated on these little bitty nuances they use. You have to understand it. I try to approach it more from an educational standpoint to tell you what's good, what's bad, and here's what. Than just talking at you. You have to weaponize your words. You have to know the facts and you have to battle them on it. At worst case, if there's 550,000 records of January 1st, 1918, then we must investigate why did that happen. And if 115,000 of them voted and they have a bad date in the file, let's go back and contact all of those 115,000 people that voted. And let's update the records. It is as simple as that. Now, if during that investigation, you find out that a portion, any portion or a large portion or significant portion of those 115,000 are bad, you got your answer. But quit running around in circles, wasting it on machines. Now, the second part of this equation is we need to kick these machines to the curb. Under the guise that we have to do it faster and better, is a joke. You know when that joke started? You know when the big compromise started? Way back during the Kennedy administration, when they had to start releasing numbers to the press. A lot of these changes in system are designed to feed the press, not you, the press instant numbers. You've seen those numbers jump on the screen. That's all for the press. I don't give a rat's hoo-hoo if the press has current stats. I don't even care about the press anymore. We don't have free press. We certainly don't have journalism. So why do we let all these monitoring compromises sit on top of our election just so they can see current numbers everywhere so you can feed them to the press that press will tell you when something's wrong that nothing happened here. Don't look here, folks. I think the press should be no different than you or I. When the count's done, give them a reasonable amount of time to do it. When that count is done, cross-checked and certified, we know. Yeah, we like to sit on TV and root and see the numbers. Then we wake up and find it was all bogus. That's all the theatrics of politics. And it is turning our elections into a political theater and show that we got compromised. Why? Because there are all kinds of back-end hooks that allow stations and networks and bad actors and our own government to monitor the elections every minute of the election day in every precinct. You got one bad character in there, that information can be weaponized. I also want you to understand, in 2020, we didn't have Election Day. You understand that, right? November 3rd, 2020 was an Election Day. We had Election Month. If we were to look at Arizona, they could start counting the mail-in ballots. I think it's October 18th. They went past Election Day the 3rd and took, what, 9-10 more days to count. We had Election Month. How is that okay? All in the name of this pandemic. How is that okay? A month to know the numbers, to get ready for Election Day, and to do anything nefarious underneath. This is how our system's broke. This is why our system needs to be trashed and redone. This is why you need to email and call all of your representatives and tell every single one of them, cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there. Think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now, you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. I hope you join me. Limited time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.